right, day 47. We are in a familiar book. If you were with us for our First Corinthians series, this should all be like, oh yeah, I learned this, I know this, but a good refresher nonetheless. We are in chapters 1 and 2 and chapter 13.
Yeah, so if we remember back to our series in First Corinthians, remember that this is a church that Paul, he's the one that founded it. He's the one that started it up. He's the one that, you know, got it moving and going and then moved on from there. And basically what he's doing in this book, this letter, is he's addressing divisions and issues within the congregation that have been presented to him by people from the congregation. So if you remember back, if you were part of that sermon series, is, you know, someone came to him, is like, these are the issues that are happening, and Paul's addressing it. So it's very much a book of kind of correction. Mm-hmm. But yet when we start off in chapters 1 and 2, I mean, Paul, he jumps right into it, but he's doing it in a way, he's like, guys, you're focusing on the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
Right, you're focusing on all the stuff that's dividing you instead of focusing on the thing that unites you, and what unites you is Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say it, like, stop having these divisions over things that really don't matter.
Favorite church leaders.
Yep, preferences. Yep. The way I think it should be done. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
all those.
We all do that.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and some of us might, if we're listening to this, we're like, well, no, I don't. Well, I, you know, I do it. You walk out of, you know, you think about when you walk on a Sunday morning. Well, mm-hmm. man, I don't know if I really like that song, or I didn't like mm-hmm. that. We're putting our preference out there. And again, there's nothing necessarily wrong with stating our likes and dislikes, but when it causes division, like, it's wrong if you do it this way, or you need to do it my way, or I'm not happy, then yeah, nothing's wrong with someone coming and saying, hey, I just want you to know that I kind of, you know, this is the way I like things to be done. Mm-hmm. I'm sharing it just from an informational point, not as a do it this way or I'm not happy.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Exactly. And you know, so that's what you see right at the beginning, is him dealing with that, talking about, you know, we need to be seeking wisdom from God. We need to be focused on what's most mm-hmm. important, and that's our relationship with Christ. You know, I love how he says in chapter 2, verse 2, he says, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Mm-hmm. He's like, that's primary. Like, let's, if we would just focus on, and I think, you know, when I read Corinthians, especially the beginning part, what I feel is Paul's laying it out. If we focus on what's most important, we don't have time to focus on anything else. Like, it's not just that we're not going to want to. We're going to be so enthralled mm-hmm. with the big stuff of what it means for the gospel and who Jesus is and chasing after him and serving him and being on mission for him that, you know, we're really not going to have time for anything else.
Yeah.
And you know, and to anybody listen to this, if you've grown up in church, we've all probably dealt with some form of division in the church,
mm-hmm.
and it hurts,
mm-hmm.
and it is one of those things where this is what causes a lot of people to have a bad taste in their mouth towards church, depending on how bad it gets.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think there's also encouragement when you read Corinthians to be like, they've been dealing with that from the beginning.
Yep.
So it kind of makes you, oh, maybe we're not as messed up as
I would love to have. I wish I could just see what the reactions were when they're like reading these letters that Paul sends them, because it just, I don't know, for some reason it's really funny in my head.
Yeah.
Yep. Because he's gentle, but he is like in your face, doesn't mm-hmm. beat around the bush, and so I just think that would be quite interesting.
Yeah. Well, it makes, when you say that, it gives me the image of, it makes me wonder, while the person's reading it, mm-hmm. how many people were shooting like daggers at somebody, like, you better be listening to this, you know? And then the whole time it's the other person's like, no, you kind of need to be listening too.
It's so easy to point fingers. Oh my God. It is.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I mean, remember when you read Corinthians, Paul is as blunt as he is because, one, yes, he doesn't want to wound anybody in the church, but what's most important is, like, you're not going to give Jesus a bad name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to give the gospel a bad name. And so, you know, primary. And so we have to remember that sometimes when we have to face correction in the church, or sometimes if someone comes with us and we have to kind of feel that admonishment, it goes back to motive. If the motive is, well, I'm not going to address it because I don't want to hurt your feelings or make you feel bad, then we're not going to stand. But if it's like, no, Jesus comes first, but yes, do it in love. And that's where then chapter 13 is included, because this is the love chapter. And this is not romantic love. This is not husband-wife love.
Time out. Did you have this read at your wedding?
I did not.
Okay.
No, we did not.
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
But I will say that was before we knew really what we were doing.
But so. There's nothing wrong with it, because our love as husbands and wives should be flowing out of our love for Christ. So it fits. Yep. It fits. Yep. But we have unfortunately turned this into this switch in thinking, like, oh, look at how sweet love is. And what it really is in context is Paul has just been talking about the unity of the body. And he's talking about we are one body with many parts. And then he says, and this is love. In the church with one another.
Biblical
love. Yeah. And what's beautiful about the love chapter is it's not just love that we have supposed to have for one another. He's saying this love is flowing from God. He's giving us a picture of this is who God is. God is patient. God is kind. You know, God is, he does not envy. He is not rude. So he's basically saying in the church, this should be the love that we strive for. But we have to be, let's be honest about it. We fail at it many times. Unfortunately. And that's why we have to hold on to that, you know, verse 8, love never fails, right? It's okay, that hurt, I didn't like it. We're going to address it, but we have to move forward in love. And this is a really important lesson, I think, if more Christians would learn, including myself. I'm not good at it.
Same.
We would see amazing things in our community and in the church, especially because this is God's supernatural presence. So, yeah.